Australia's residential construction boom appears to be continuing, with official figures showing a 3% jump in building approvals. The Bureau of Statistics data from April show a solid rise in the volatile apartment sector, with approvals up 8.7%. In contrast, private sector home approvals fell 2.3%. Australia's quarterly trade deficit narrowed marginally in the first quarter of the year, but even so, at $20.8 billion, it's the fifth worst result on record. The deficit shrank 8% from the revised $22.6 billion figure for the December quarter. The Bureau of Statistics predicts net exports will add a better-than-expected 1.1 percentage points to the March GDP quarter figure to be released tomorrow. The Australian dollar jumped after the release of those data. It's buying 72.37 US cents. The Australian share market shrugged off positive leads from European markets and investors locked in recent gains. The All Ords fell around 0.5%. The ASX 200 index slipped below the 5,400 level. Virgin Australia has struck a deal with HNA Aviation. The Chinese company is investing $159 million in Virgin Australia to buy a 13% stake. HNA's main brand is Hainan Airlines, and it has a range of budget carriers across China. Virgin Australia's shares jumped more than 5% on the news.